If you can solve Friday morning fake news. Fake news for you. For very real tickets to the PBR. This is where we give you three news stories. Two of them which actually factually things that happened on this planet. The other, not so much. If you tell us, 1, 2, 3, which is the fake news story at 817-877-1921. I like that person already calling in. That is bold. If you can tell us of the next three news stories reported, which is the fake news story, you're set for the PBR. Are we prepared?
Yes, sir.
And ladies and gentlemen, story number one.
Something old, new, borrowed, and blue, wedding season is upon us. So how about bail money? That may also be a good choice. The mother of the bride in Atlanta found out that airport security does not play after making a joke about a weapon in her toiletries bag. She was handcuffed and barely escaped federal charges when her baby girl broke out in tears. Sweet talked the officers and said it was just a joke. She can't miss my wedding.
That's story number one. Number two.
Chick-fil-A has made a mint off their signature line, Eat More Chicken, with a cute little cow. But things are changing. A restaurant magazine called Sporked claims that they're testing out burgers, pizza, and other goodies in College Park, Maryland on something called a Little Blue Menu. But they are getting good reviews.
And then finally,
Number three.
Starting out in England and the Cumbria Nature Festival. It's going to be happening this weekend. A lot of fun getting outdoors and a little bit of confusion. Organizers had to clarify this is for naturalists, not naturists.
Oh.
There is a big difference between nudists and wildlife enthusiasts.
Right.
Any tickets booked in error are eligible for a refund.
There you go. So those are the three news stories. Which one is not actually factually correct? Let's start with you. Good morning. Who's this first step?
Good morning. This is Kyle. I'm at work doing the thing, man.
Doing the thing. That's what Kyle's doing.
What is the thing?
The thing.
Oh, you know. That thing.
The thing.
I got it.
The thing
okay.
That Kyle does.
Doing the thing.
Very good. What is your thing?
My thing is driving this truck around the Dallas-Fort Worth area dealing with all the idiots.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay.
Do you deliver things or do you
just making friends?
No, just making friends, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I can't do anything about that, but maybe we can do something about this and clear the way. Because you're first up here to get you to the PBR, it is Friday morning fake news. 1, 2, or 3, what do you give a go at? What's the fake news story?
I'm going to go with two.
Number two!
The Little Blue Menu from Eat More Chicken People. Chick-fil-A serving burgers and pizza and the like. Survey says.
It's true.
Dog. Diggity dog.
No, I'm sorry. I am particularly impressed that there's a magazine called Sporked. I like it.
Right.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Well, darn it.
Uh-huh. You know, that's interesting.
Go see some bull riding.
That's interesting for a company that is so adamant about you staying in your respective lane.
Right.
In the drive-thru to not stay there in their respective lane. All right.
Right.
Maybe want me to call the manager.
Cows are revolting. Thank you, Kyle. Keep doing that thing.
We'll see y'all later. Have a good day, guys.
All right.
Bye. Good morning. Next up here, Friday Morning Fake News. Who dis? Where are you?
This is Ryan Mason. I'm in Hillsboro, Texas.
Mm. Hi there.
He's no nonsense.
How are we doing in Hill County
all business
today?
Man, I've got the day off.
Yes!
Yes, sir.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to live it up for all it's worth? You're going to carpe the diem?
Rock and roll lifestyle.
Well, I think I'm going to do some brick work. That's what I'm going to do.
You know what? Mm. If I'm not chilling out, I'm doing brick work as well.
Do you need to borrow a mini chainsaw? Because I know a guy.
Amazing way to pass the time.
Yeah, freelancers in masonry.
I've tried. Not a really good way to take apart bricks. But nonetheless. All right, very good here, buddy. You are next up here.
Right.
1, 2 is the true story. So we're down to 1 or 3. What say you?
So which one was the restaurant one?
Oh, that was the middle one that was selected previously by Kyle. And that was true.
Okay, so, all right, number one.
All right.
Ooh, you
number
got
one.
It.
All right.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
The bride joking. Or the mom of the bride.
Yeah.
Joking.
Don't be ridiculous. The mom would never do this.
Okay.
This is a dad joke. Oh. It was in Ireland.
Wow. Oh.
Dude wound up missing the wedding.
Whoa.
And went to jail.
Whoa.
You think you're that so funny, don't you, mister? Look what you did now.
Right.
Do they still have those at the airport? The DFW airport used to have these signs that literally said, no joking, no jokes. And then under it, I saw a priest, a rabbi, and a bishop. And I'm like, I'm going to go to jail today. You're going to the PBR, buddy.
All right. Yeah.